I'm not used to. I don't think I ever have been like up high like this to like look down on you, which is a bit intimidating, but I just thought, you know, let me just give it a try today. And as you may have noticed in our readings, what an interesting collection of readings we have for Stewardship Sunday. And no, I'm not going to try to shoehorn stewardship, maybe stewardship of our relationships, into the gospel today, because there's sort of a Bible nerd thing that I quite love in a different reading. And it brings for me the question today, for this Stewardship Day, what are you doing with the glory and honor with which God has crowned you? The writer of Hebrew is a bit confused. He says, someone has testified somewhere. We've sort of all done that. Somewhere I heard, someone has testified somewhere, and then goes on to have a quote. What are humans that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet. Now, we might not know the name of the someone who so testified, just like we don't know the name of the person who wrote Hebrews, but we do know the somewhere. It is a quote from Psalm 8. I don't know why the author of Hebrews didn't know this, but they didn't. It's from Psalm 8, which is a stunning psalm, particularly in its claim of dignity and power and dominion for human beings. A lot of scary words. Our glory and honor set alongside the majesty of God the Creator. And so I wonder what we are doing with the glory and honor with which God has crowned us. Today, of course, I have the glory and honor of being up high here in this place, people behind me and all around, to help kick off the 2025 Stewardship Campaign. According to the front cover of your bulletin, which I'm sure you have looked at very carefully, stewardship is a variety of things: generosity, asking, sharing, blessing, time, gift, service, treasure, talent, abundance, love. And ultimately, stewardship is everything we think, say, and do after we say, I believe. Now, having been inspired by the writers of Hebrews and Psalm 8, I wanted to add a word that I don't think I saw. Maybe it wasn't, I'm not sure if it's there, I didn't see it. But to add another word to stewardship, and that is responsibility. And let me suggest that stewardship is what we do, simply what we already are doing, with the glory and honor with which God has crowned us. If personally and collectively we are responsible for all of creation, for our lives, for our society, for our world, for our church, if indeed God has subjected all things under our feet, or as Psalm 8 describes it slightly differently, the dominion over the works of your hands, that's a whole lot of responsibility. I actually think it's a terrifying amount of responsibility, and I'm amazed that you're all still sitting here, because like you should be running for the doors, like, let me lead the way. Lisa Sharon Harper is an author, theologian, and activist with a master's degree in human rights from Columbia. A while back, she went on a transformative pilgrimage along the Cherokee Trail of Tears in the U.S. And in the wake of her experience, she dove deep into the question of what the good news of God in Christ had to say in the face of the evil that she encountered as she journeyed through her history. This examination of her faith led her to do an in-depth study of the first chapter of Genesis and the Hebrew concept of shalom. One of the words that she particularly focused on from that first chapter of Genesis was dominion. Now, I don't know how you feel about this word, but it has been terribly misused and misunderstood over the years in the Christian tradition and in the Western world. It has meant subjugation, sometimes even to the point of obliteration, that we can just do whatever we want with creation or with the other humans over whom we exercise domination. The Hebrew idea, however, is much different from that. To have dominion is to exercise agency. To have dominion means making choices that impact the world, that can change our lives. And the call and command of God in the beginning, continuing in Psalm 8 and referenced today in Hebrews, is for humans to exercise their agency in the world, which I think is fundamentally about stewardship, what we do with what God has given us. It maybe goes without saying, but I'm going to anyway, that we're not always super great at using the glory and honor with which we have been crowned in ways that respect the glory and honor of our fellow humans. The power and agency, the dominion that God has given us isn't just for a few humans. It's for everyone. All of humanity is created, of course, in the image and likeness of God without qualifications. Humans are made just a little lower than the angels, not just for so-called white humans or male humans or cisgendered or straight humans or Christian or Anglican or church-going humans. Every human being has inherent dignity given by God. And so I think of all of us, plain old regular human beings, that God has made just a little lower than the angels, who God has crowned with glory and honor. Just us plain old regular humans, under whose feet God has subjected all things. The call and command of God to exercise agency in the world is a call and command given equally to every single person. Together, we have been given dominion. Like I said, this language is pretty uncomfortable, at least for me, because of how it has been misused and misunderstood along over the years, and for the reality, the very sad reality that we know, that those who do like to hear these kinds of things about our power and glory and our dominion are usually those who choose, who want, who yearn, who strive for power over others, who too often use their power and glory in egregious, offensive, sometimes violent ways. But here's the thing, we cannot let that stand. Why would we, in the face of oppression and violence and exploitation, abandon or deny our own agency, our own power, our God-given glory and honor, and that of others? If we shrink away, how can we be of service in the world, to the world, the kingdom of God of which Jesus spoke? And so we need to embrace the gifts that God has given us, to use what we have to stand up to oppression and violence and exploitation. We need to use what we have, what we've been given by God, our time, our talent, our treasure, our power and our agency, our political will, our charitable impulses, our passion for justice, our anger and our hope to work on behalf of those who cannot, for whatever reason. This to me is the heart and the hope of good stewardship, working and praying for the coming reign of God in the world, in small ways and in big ones. And what is true for us in the world is just as true for us in the church. We have been entrusted with the stewardship of a tradition and a legacy of prayer, of liturgy, of service, of beauty and story and ritual. And we're responsible for how we share and live the good news of God in Christ. It is not any one person's responsibility alone. How could it be? It is rather a collective responsibility in which each of us plays an important and unique part. There's a retired bishop in our church who I actually had the pleasure of seeing yesterday, Bishop Michael Ingham, who was the Bishop of New Westminster for a time. And he used to begin a final blessing in services. He kind of became known for a special blessing he would say, and he would start it saying, "Return now to the place where God has given you responsibility." And then he would continue quite ironically with a version of the blessing that is in our bulletins here today. The glory and honor with which God has crowned each one of us is a reflection of Christ's own glory and honor. Will you see it today in one another, in yourself, in all of the people you meet around you? That God has crowned each one with glory and honor as a reflection of Christ's own, both on the cross and in the miracle of resurrection. What are we doing, personally and collective? How do we participate in the glory and honor of God and all of God's creation? For the new life of Christ is already among us, and with it, we have all that we need here at St. John the Divine and throughout our church to step boldly into 2025 and beyond.